fiscal conservatism and keeping government growth in check while still providing the services that we need to provide for people to have a good quality of life. And so, I encourage folks to pull out their property tax bills from 8 years ago and their property tax bill, most recent bill, which would be a reflection of my time in office. We kept that growth to under 3% over that whole 8-year period, while still, giving cost of living raises, buying new equipment, keeping up the county facilities and the needs. And so that's not by accident. That's very intentional fiscal management.
The big question is, a lot of people that you talk to is, why can't we cut the size of government? As you said, it's all they know how to do is basically grow. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen anybody come along yet that thinks, well, okay, we've had this state job for 6 months. It's been open. Nobody's taken it. Do we really need that job? Mm-hmm. So what do you think about those lines? Are there some places in state government that you think could be cut to help with that budget?
Yeah, I think we have to take, you're a business owner. I'm a business owner. I think in our own personal businesses, we're always evaluating, is this efficient? Are we getting a good return on our investment, so to speak, for whether it's a position or a capital investment or whatever it may be? I think we have to take that same approach with government and always be evaluating. I know when Governor Ricketts was elected, he created the Center for Operational Excellence, which its whole purpose was to evaluate the efficiency of government agencies and really do kind of an audit in effect. And Governor Pillen is continuing with that mindset and looking at places to, if there's somewhere that needs cut, streamline, efficiencies created. And that's ongoing. That's never a one and done. And so we definitely need to continue to look at that. That's going to be case by case basis, but the question that needs to be asked in every evaluation is this the proper role of government? Is this the proper use of your tax dollars? Because at the end of the day, it kind of cracks me up. Sometimes people, they'll look at even a government grant and think, well, that's not tax money. It originated with tax money, right? So when the government is reaching into your pocket and taking even one of your dollars, elected officials are the ones responsible for deciding if that is how that's best spent. And I am a firm believer that government needs to leave as much of your money in your pocket as possible for you to decide how to spend, and only choose to take the amount of money in taxes necessary to carry out the proper role of government.
So recently, the 43rd District grew with the addition of Custer County, and I think, was it Blaine and Garfield County?
Yes. Boyd, Garfield, Custer, and Rock.
Is that the largest district in the state of Nebraska, the 43rd now?
Oh, hands down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By land mass. That's a lot of territory and a lot of people to try to stay in touch with. But I know over the years, you've always had an open door policy for people to contact you. And I would suspect that would also be your policy when you get down to Lincoln.
Oh, absolutely. If you don't hear from folks and their concerns, that communication is absolutely vital to representation, right? Mm-hmm. And knowing what the issues are. And that, my husband and I have raised our family here, both served. My husband served on the NRD for over 20 years, finally retired his public service here a couple years ago as well. I've served in a variety of capacities. We have a heart for service. And I think that certainly prepared me to take the next step and serve a larger area. I just have so much passion about the Sand Hills, Nebraska as a whole, but I think some of the hardest working people in Nebraska, I'm a little prejudiced perhaps, but happen to live in the Sand Hills region, and we know what it is to put in a hard day's work, and we also know what it is to serve our neighbors, to be part of a community. And so we need representation down there to make sure that the needs of people in the 43rd District are at the same level and being acknowledged with the same level of respect with all policies and bills that are passed down there as every other part of this state. Governor Pillen kind of had a One Nebraska message, and I agree with him. There's been sort of historically this eastern-western divide. We do have to bridge that from the standpoint that I believe here in Western Nebraska in particular, you know, we're like the beginning of the engine that's the machine, right?
Yeah.
Creating the revenue for the state of Nebraska with production agriculture. Obviously, we're the largest cow-calf. Cherry County is the largest cow-calf county in the nation, and you know, Custer County, I believe, might be number two. And so, we're